definitely human.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Prosperous island city of Fortuna, there is opportunity for all. Currently, our noble adventurers have the opportunity to observe new and unknown creatures, having been presented with a beautiful specimen of nature's handiwork, courtesy of Fortuna's dark and bountiful tunnels. Such a creature is surely vanishingly rare, and the secrets it could teach us are priceless. Our heroes step forward to admire its peculiar beauty and study its intriguing behavior. Teamwork, daring, Pax Fortuna! Certainty, Part 4.
Good Lord, Selwyn, kill it.
Yes, I think it better. That thing is disgusting.
I've still got like a big trail of cloth like out of my backpack, like a tail. I'm like trying to wrap it up as quickly as possible. It's like a big fleshy spider. All right. I'm going to go kill it now. Get my axe out and march towards
okay,
the spider.
Well, I mean, we'll roll initiative.
Yep.
Right.
Nope, not that one. Not that
one.
10.
13.
8.
But someone got 1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How far away is the spider?
We walked up pretty close. It was obscured by much of the haze which has extended far on either side of a tunnel. So it's about 15 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
How big is it? Does it fill the tunnel? Is it...
Vertically, yes, pretty much.
So he's about 10 foot. He's about 10 foot high. The spider.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I'm like 3 foot tall, right?
I know. Yeah.
I'm a tiny person.
Yeah.
I'm a tiny person, but I'm the first person.
Consider the mustard seed. So small, and yet with the potential to achieve so much.
Right. Can I kind of dart to try to get underneath it? I have the pair of scissors still in my hands.
Yeah.
I try to, like, skirt underneath it and then, like, jab upwards into its abdomen.
This is definitely a nasty spider. I mean,
oh, that's
it
a
looks
good
pretty gross, but are we just attacking?
That's a good question.
Is
Do
it
we
menacing?
Have any ideas about there might be a friendly spider?
You cannot read its spidery face.
I think maybe it's best to assume it's an enemy.
Okay.
I'm going to do that very foolhardy thing that I've just described.
Okay, please run forward and attack it with your nail scissors.
13.
13 hits.
Nice.
You take your nail scissors and you jab them upwards, sort of underneath its bulk.
Yep.
And please roll d4 for damage.
4.
Wow.
You are a mustard seed.
Yeah.
Yes, well done. You jab it up and give it a good wiggle around
yeah.
in there, and out of it does pour some red blood onto you. You are directly underneath it,
mm-hmm.
and it squeals.
I also run towards it with my dagger. I'm going to sort of try and stab it.
What part of its anatomy? It's got these big fleshy forearms and legs and its spidery face looking at you with its green eyes. Its mandibles.
Yeah, I guess maybe I could stab it in its mandible mouth. Thing.
Wow,
like,
okay.
that's what it would try and attack us with. I don't know.
Yeah.
Take out its mandibles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Take out its mandibles.
I'm going to take out its mandibles with my...
Please roll to hit.
Dagger. One.
One.
Oh. Unbelievable.
You run forward.
Into its mandibles.
Yeah. You thrust out your arm and put your arm straight in its mouth.
Oh my god!
And it munches, almost in shock, anything, down on you and deals 2 points of damage.
I look with a look of concern over at Amstonance.
You feeling all right, dude?
Oh, God.
Okay, I've got this. So I've got this holy symbol of my dwarven gods, and it looks like a hammer, but it's much smaller than a real hammer. It's a symbolic hammer.
Oh, what's it made of?
It's made of, like, pewter.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, but it's not the hardest metal, and it's quite small. It's about the length of my forearm, but I've got it in my priestly vestments.
Okay.
So I'm going to take it out, and I'm going to use it not as a metaphor, but in a literal sense, as a literal hammer.
Yes.
And I'm gonna smack this spider in its eye,
yes,
with the aim of trying to, like, distract it away and get it off abstinence.
Well, it has six eyes.
The closest eye.
Okay, well, I mean, you're approaching it from the front.
Yeah.
So they're all pretty much equidistant from you.
Whack them all.
Just the biggest eye, maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
The biggest eye. Mm. Okay, please roll to hit.
16.
Yes. Wee. It's distracted from chewing on Abstinence's arm and doesn't even see this coming. you plant your pewter hammer straight into its cornea and roll, I say, d4 for damage.
3.
Its eye seems to rupture, leaking a viscous putrid fluid out onto your holy symbol. And again, the spider squeals. and I believe it's Selwyn's turn.
Okay, so whilst all of this crazy action has been going on,
you've been entangled in the rags.
Both and then, like, continuing to walk, like, a little too nonchalantly as I'm, like, like, I'm putting it back into my backpack first, and then I take out my helmet, which is a bear skull, and I put that on my head. And then I, like, unbuckle my shield, which is on my side. Like, you're all doing great, right behind you. This is fantastic teamwork. And I get my axe and take a swing for its legs.
All right, cool. Roll to hit, please.
14.
That also hits.
Yes.
You take a big swing of your axe. Please roll d8 for damage.
8.
Holy shit. You cleanly cleave off one of its legs below the joint, and that starts a fountain of red blood coming out of it.
Delicious. I mean, gross.
The spider squeals again. And then turns around as best it can with you under it, Elmira, and attempts to flee.
Chase it down!
It books it down this tunnel, dragging you along, Elmira, still clutching onto the scissors embedded in its abdomen. And with you, Abstinence, still flailing out of its mouth, it's running on its seven legs, hobbling through the tunnels.
I look to Theobald to say, really hope that's not Mr. Sphinx. There would be egg on our faces.
Yeah. Yeah. Devin comes back. Hey, did you see both of you?
Devin is nowhere near this. He is still with the box, throwing himself over it again, considering whether to push it back all the way down the tunnel, back to the gondola.
Okay.
Selwyn and Theobald are where the spider was. The spider is now forward, having dragged Abstinence and Elmira. And from further beyond, you hear something in the distance. A young girl screaming and footsteps running towards you.
Uh-oh. Is it hurting me at all right now, the position?
No, you're just kind of, like, bouncing along the ground, is it?
I'm not sure if I actually want to escape right now, because I think if I'm not being injured, I don't want to abandon Abstinence. Like, if I drop away from the spider, that means I'm not in a position to help once the spider stops. So right now I'm just hitching a ride with the spider. I'm staying put, I think.
There's nothing you could do to, like, punch it in the face or something, get it to, like, let go of me?
Yeah, it's underneath, can't reach.
Okay, well, that's what I'm going to do then.
Okay, yeah, you've got one arm in its mouth. You're going to swing up with your other arm and try and smack it in the face.
Yeah.
Roll attack at disadvantage, please.
5.
No, you flail out, but you don't really hit anything.
Okay.
Theobald?
I'm going to run up and try to jump on it. Fire in one hand, hammer in the other.
Yes.
I'm going to jump on it and just go to town on it.
First, make an athletics check to see if you can jump onto it.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. 13.
Okay, So you can jump onto it. It's very ungainly. You manage to just, like, kind of flop onto its back. And you can, if you want, make some kind of attack at disadvantage. What exactly do you want to do here?
I want to put my fire in its eyes.
Okay, you can't currently reach its eyes.
Okay.
It's too large. You're on, like, the hump of its back, right next to the ceiling.
Okay.
You can't quite crest the hump, as it were. I don't know how else to articulate it.
Okay,
you can't crest the hump.
I'm just, okay.
Georgia.
Well, if I can't crest the hump, then I'm just going to smack its abdomen with my hammer.
Please roll to hit at disadvantage.
6.
Okay, you're smacking at it, but when you're trying to hold on at the same time, mm-hmm. you can't really get any real leverage with your hammer. But you are another passenger on the spider, I suppose, now.
Just by sheer weight, yeah. I'm hoping to slow it down.
Sowin.
Okay, I just run behind the spider.
Just keep pacing.
Jogging behind
it.
I'm jogging behind it, and I'm trying to get the Evolve's attention. Like, hey, father, spider's running away now. You think he still wants to fight, or what should we do?
Just tapping it with my hammer.
Only I don't really like fighting a creature unless it's fighting me, if you get my point. So, in a bit of a pickle. Yeah. Father, could use your guidance.
Okay, the spider, now with all of you on it, getting very frustrated and upset, and it bucks against the top of the tunnel.
Oh.
In order to try and dislodge Theobald.
Mm-hmm.
And it crushes you against the top.
Oh, no.
For the top of the tunnel. For only 1 point of damage,
okay.
But it's the indignity of it, raw stone cutting against your bald head.
Oh dear.
And you fall down.
Oh my goodness.
At the back.
Midway, still talking, like, only I'm having a bit of crisis of conscience about the. Oh! Well, that looked like it hurt a bit.
Now.
I rub my head ruefully.
Yes. Yes. Now you hear. From the opposite direction, the footsteps are getting closer, and a girl, a young girl, you think, saying, no, stop, don't hurt him.
Oh no, guys, we're on the wrong side of history here.
Now you can hear she's ringing a bell.
Can I see who this girl is, where she is?
Yes, I mean, it's a little hard to see as you're dangling out of the spider's mouth. You can see a young girl, maybe 10, running towards you. She has frizzy hair bundled up in bunches. She's wearing a light green dress, shows maybe a few days soiling on it, and what looked like very simple wooden shoes. She
Can
says, stop!
It's not very
Leave good. Him alone!
I mean, maybe she's saying to the spider to leave me alone.
Maybe!
Yes, yeah. Tell it to leave us alone!
Yeah, you tell it!
Rubbing my head.
Okay, I'm gonna drop down, I'm gonna let go of the scissors and
pretend that you had nothing to do.
Just start inspecting the wall.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you don't need a check to fall.
Mm.
Yeah, you just hit the ground.
Okay, and I'm off the spider. So really, the spider's looking pretty guilty here because it's still got, like, abstinence in its mouth.
Yeah, I mean, that was more her fault than the spider's.
But the girl doesn't know that.
Okay, well, it is now abstinence's turn.
Well, yeah, I guess I'm going to try and wriggle free again.
Please make a dexterity check.
12.
Okay, you pull your arm out of its mouth. It's covered in fairly thick mucus. It smells like saliva. And you drop to the floor and it keeps running. Theobald, have you tried to keep pace with it?
Yeah, I'm gonna...
You're jogging alongside Selwyn.
Yeah.
This is an odd thing we're doing, Father. Chasing a big spider. Big flesh spider.
Just another day in Fortuna, I suppose.
My child, is this spider not hostile?
She shouts back, who are you? Leave my daddy alone.
Oh, good Lord. I think this young girl might have gotten a bit turned around. No, no, this is not your father. This is some sort of monstrosity.
No, it's him.
Well, let's all calm down and...
Shut up!
Now, there's no need for language.
Of any kind.
Yeah.
You hurt my Stop father. Talking.
Well, I did rupture one of his eyes, apparently.
He's got a point.
So both sides have suffered.
What matters now is moving forward. My name is Roderick Theobald.
Selwyn, you're up.
Can I get in front of the spider? You know, it's been stabbed a few times and it's had a leg chopped off. Can I try and sprint?
Yeah, I think you can make an athletics check. Advantage, of course, to run round it.
Yeah, yep. I'm going to try and basically grab the girl before the spider gets to her.
Sure, please make an athletics check. Advantage as well.
Oh, that is lucky.
Because you...
Not so much. Three.
Okay, no, you can still keep pace with the spider alongside it. Now you're kind of jogging beside each other.
Exercise buddy.
Like old friends, yeah.
Girl, get out of the way. Ooh, there's a big bloody flesh spider. Haven't you seen it?
Okay, as the spider and the girl meet, the girl jumps at it, hugging onto one of its legs, and they move off. They continue going in the direction of the light source, which you're getting closer to now. You can see that there is some kind of light at the end of this tunnel.
It's slow to a stop. Like, well, that was a bit weird.
I rather think we've made a terrible mistake.
Devon calls out to you, "What's going on up there? Did you kill it?"
It's gone. How's the box looking?
You can hear like a periodic shuffling sound as he's like pushing the box by himself, the shoulder against the end of it.
Listen, I don't know about you guys, but I was paid to get a box to a man called Mr. Sphinx. I don't really...
In fact, you haven't been paid.
Yeah.
Well, the promise of payment was made, and I, frankly, don't really care much about a little girl and a spider dad. So perhaps we should go, unless I am way off here, but perhaps we should go back and get that box.
I think so, yeah.
That is a capital idea.
I agree, yes.
Just want to get paid.
Okay, you go back to Devon then?
Yeah.
He is heaving now with both palms against the end of a box, leaned over, pushing it forward. One
so
step
sorry,
at a time. The spider, is it dead?
It's gone. No,
it's gone. It's gone, yes. No longer a threat.
Good, then we can get right through to the hub at the end of the tunnel.
Shouldn't be a problem.
Let's go.
And if there are any problems, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Okay. He sits down for a minute or two, leaning against the box to catch his breath.
Come on, Devon. Time is of the essence. In a hurry here. Can't be lollygagging around.
Okay, he nurses his bad leg after his fall. And he's like, yes, of course. Quite
can
right.
Can I heal him?
Oh, you can. Yes. Roll the d4 to see how many hit points you heal him.
3.
A nimbus of light is generated around your hands again and you press it against his knee.
Say, there we are. That'll settle it, right?
He seems comforted from the pain, at least.
Yes.
And he gets to his feet.
You couldn't do that for me as well, could you?
It will take some time for me to restore my energies, but...
Right. No problem. Perfectly understandable.
You understand.
Yes,
you understand.
Of course.
Yes,
no,
yes, but,
it's all right. Put my hand on my shoulder. No, it's fine.
Yeah, take a number, Sal.
You are conserve your energy.
Okay, you guys want to pick up the...
Let's pick up the box.
I hold up a finger, take my helmet off and spend ages putting that back in my bag. Then my shield, like, awkwardly buckling it back on. I'm not in fighting mode anymore. I'm in box-carrying mode. I'm going to go back to, like, put my axe away. Okay, ready.
Okay.
So you lift up a box again between you, and you start marching forward a little more hesitantly now. And you get to what appears to be almost a doorway, but there's no door on it. The tunnel opens into a kind of an atrium, the size of maybe a small town square.
Still underground.
Still underground, with a fairly high ceiling. There are drapes over the wall depicting various plant life. In a corner, you can see a towering glass dome which covers a tree with fruit that you don't recognize. This is in the far right corner from you. There are tables scattered around. They hold equipment, bizarre metal equipment, and also precarious stacks of leather-bound books. You can also see, now cowering in the far left corner, the spider and the little girl.
I approach the spider and the girl, and I say, I believe some apologies are in order. We made a terrible mistake, and we all feel very, very...
Oh, yes, so bad.
Yeah, she's weeping quite a lot now, and the spider is slumped very weakly on the floor.
No. Father, can you do a healing spell on the spider?
Can I?
You can, yes.
Yeah?
You can.
Please do. It's so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't put a lot of damage, but sure.
No, he really went to town on it. Like.
Yeah, please heal it by D4.
Four.
Ah, brilliant. The light shines from your hands once more, and you lay it on the spider's fleshy flank, and it seems to breathe a little more easily, even if you don't see any immediate effects.
We will do what we can to rectify this terrible mistake, but please, you must tell me, what are you and your father, what are you doing down here? Why is your father...
Disgusting flesh spider.
Yes, exactly the words that I was looking for.
It was an accident. He changed.
Some sort of curse, perhaps.
She points to a table nearby you. He read the scroll. I wanted to know what it said, but I didn't know what it would do.
And who was your father?
His name is Pavel.
And what is Devin's reaction to this?
Yeah. He has stayed with the box at the mouth of the tunnel where you came in.
Okay. And he doesn't have any opinions about us hanging out with the spider in the corner.
Well, he was led to believe that the spider was gone. And so he's kind of peering over to see if it is actually dead or not. But he has seen Theobald start healing it now. And he's not quite sure what's going on. He's eyeing some doorways to the western wall.
So, little girl, what's your name?
My name's Carrie.
No need to be alarmed by my appearance. Perfectly nice orc. Selwyn Bloodstorm is my name. Half orc, technically. So what was it your father did exactly?
He used to be a wizard.
I see.
But he isn't anymore.
No, he's a big spider now, isn't he? I noticed that coming in there. And is there any way you did you know of that we could make him a wizard again instead of the spider?
No.
Did your father have any colleagues that he was close to? Any other wizard colleagues?
Yes, I have a library.
Well, those might be very useful people to ask for help in this sort of situation, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, makes sense.
That's a fine idea.
They might know some kind of a magic-y method to turn this spider back into a wizard. Do you know how to contact them?
The bell, that's why I've been ringing it. It's an alarm bell that my father gave me. He says if I ring it here, it rings somewhere else too.
Devin, do you know anything about this?
He is far away, edging round the wall now with the box, clearly heading towards an exit in the west.
Can I inspect the scroll?
Yeah, you can pick it up. It's fairly tattered. It's light green.
I wouldn't recommend reading it.
Mm.
And if you turn it over, the other side is red and has more writing on it, but it is in a language you do not understand. Almira can recognize it as Gnomic.
Oh.
Ah. Well, friends, this is Gnomic text. That's a real spot of luck. And can I read it?
You can.
Not out loud, but
be careful, Almira.
Right, so I'm not reading it out loud, but can I figure out what it says on both sides? Is one of them an anti-spider?
Yeah, I bet that,
ritual?
Yeah.
It's the sort of thing you gnomes do, turn people into big spiders?
Not that I've been aware, but we are people with a long and varied history, so I can't rule it out exactly. And it does appear to be a spell that turns people into spiders on one side and the reverse on the other side.
Very economical.
Right. So just to confirm, one side, from what I can read, one side does seem to turn people into spiders, and the other side does.
Yes, I mean, it's in more poetic language.
Mm. Right.
And what is that?
Read it.
Your father have a lot of money, does he?
We have some money at home.
I'm just spitballing. Perhaps some sort of reward for rescuing your father.
We did nearly kill him.
Can you rescue him? She points at you, Almira.
Yes.
And says, you can read the scroll.
Well, Carrie, you are in luck, because yes, I can read the scroll, and yes, I do intend to help your father. I'm going to read the side that doesn't turn me into a spider.
Okay. Could you please roll an intelligence check?
Six.
But plus for free
modifier.
Mm.
Yeah, it comes out, you stumble a little, but you do read it beginning to end without any major mistakes.
Wonderful.
And the spider creature begins to almost deflate. It takes a few minutes for the spindly legs to kind of crunch back into its body.
Yeah.
And four of the eyes to drop out onto the floor. But then it does eventually take the recognizable shape of a middle-aged man. He is conscious, but he is missing a hand now and has a cut in his stomach, and one eye doesn't look too good.
What is it? There you go. We saved your father.
The coin of goodwill is a precious currency indeed, and while our heroes may not be rich in gold, they have invested wisely in kindness. Even on such an important assignment for such an eminent employer, time spent helping those who have been unlucky in life can be valuable stock to draw on later. And so, they allow themselves a moment of pride, basking in the warmth of a good deed well executed. You've been listening to Through Innocent Certainty, written by Maximilian John and produced and edited by David Knight and Tom Dalling, with music by Jonathan Day. Starring Giorgio Mariani as Father Theobald Brandlebury, Eleanor Kohler as Almira Q. Appleby, David Knight as Selwyn Bloodstorm, and Charlie May as Abstinence de Montfort. I am Maximilian John, Game Master. You can follow us on Twitter at Visit Fortuna. If you are enjoying the show, you can listen to the whole 26 episode series right now, available on our Patreon to $5 subscribers. That's patreon.com/definitelyhuman. Pax Fortuna is a Definitely Human production.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.